Memoirs 2. My son came up to me and asked me the other day. He said, "Dad, whatever happened with you and mom?" I said, "Son, look here.
Pulled up at the house on a late night one night, and I just wasn't feeling right. But I had a good night, and I got me a nice flight. Made it home to the lovely wife. When I got up out the car, I saw two sets of footsteps. Not going to the front, but the back door. So I creep around to the side, to the windows. Her screams down, looking for my fofo. Left it in the crib, I'm a two-time felon. Got 16 years for selling. Niggas got to talking cause they got jealous. I'ma leave it right there for a second. Niggas in my house, and I can't see my bitch. And I'm just about losing it. Then I hear about two shots come from the basement. A motherfucker done sent the hit. So I gotta think fast while I make it to my garage. Don't need my phone or my mom. Finna hit him up and make a motherfucking kebab. This where I keep my extra pistols. Coming to my house, how dare you violate? And a nigga probably ate off my plate. Now I gotta go face the DA, cause I left a nigga dead in my place. Now I walk into the bedroom, gun up, and they got my whole place fucked up. Then I walk into my guest room, bathroom, and they had my bitch there tied up. Then I gave her the pistol, kissed her, said, "Baby, let's kill these niggas. Wipe your face, let's kill these niggas.
Yeah, baby, let's kill these niggas."
Coming down the stairs and I hear they voices. Some people make fucked up choices, so I'm about to do what they mama should've did a long time ago and leave them aborted. How the fuck did you find my hideout? Baby girl shot that motherfucker down. Turned out they were the FBI, so I had to tap in with my guys.
AP, me and baby sitting around celebrating our anniversary. Spill red wine everywhere. Bring the team, I gotta replace everything. Wash, cut, flush. ASAP. You know how we do.